Hey, Berkeley.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me on Coffee and Conversations.
Of course.
So what's your favorite coffee?
I like iced vanilla lattes with oat milk.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite place you get it from?
I go to Summer Moon a lot, but I kind of make my coffee at home a lot too.
Okay. I could see that. It gets expensive.
Yeah, it does. Very.
Summer Moon is my favorite too, but I always get chai teas, like a blended chai tea. And I really like those. So, so we are doing a college bound series right now and you're about to go up to college.
Yes.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to Abilene Christian.
Oh, that's so fun. Yes. Did you have family before that went there?
Yes. My cousins all went there and my aunt and uncle.
Oh, that's fun. Are some of your cousins still there?
Yes. My cousin is a freshman right now.
Okay. And how long have you been at Westover?
My entire life. My family started coming when they moved to Austin. So for a long time.
That's awesome. And I know you're really involved in the youth group. What would you say out of the whole time you were in the youth group, what was like the most impactful thing in the youth group?
I would say two different things because I feel like Wyoming is my favorite trip.
Yeah.
And I think that all of us get a lot out of that. We were actually talking about this last time we had a Wyoming meeting. But I really like just the community in Wyoming. It's obviously a really small town. And so I feel like we learn a lot about serving each other and serving other people. And I think that has impacted my faith a lot, especially just because they kind of talk about it a lot, but like the churches are split and they all come together when we come to serve in Wyoming, which I just think is such like
really
a God
neat.
Thing. So that has impacted my faith a lot. But I think even more so than that, going to ACU camp in the summer, Kadesh is the worship there is so great. And the just everyone that you meet and all the experiences you have, like doing service projects and what is talked about in group time and like just all of the whole experience in general, I think is what has really taught me to have a faith and like the first time I ever felt like the presence of God.
I will second, like the worship there is amazing. I grew up going to Kadesh too. And it is, I loved it at night. It was probably my favorite thing was going out there at night for just like hours and worshiping.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
Chapel on the Hill is like my favorite time of the year.
And I hear like all the youth loves Wyoming. Like out of all of y'all that I talked to,
so
it looks like favorite trip. We went to like part of it one time and it was so much fun.
Yeah. And it's so pretty too.
It's gorgeous out there. So what are you nervous about going to college or excited about?
I think I'm most nervous about like leaving my mom. We have a very like good routine set. And so like when we do the laundry and just things that like I do independently, but also like she keeps me accountable for all the things that I do, obviously. And so I think just like going and like finding my routine on my own, I think it's going to be something that's hard for me because I'm so used to like we've done laundry on these certain days for years on end and like all that kind of stuff that I think I'm scared about like finding my own routine on top of like figuring out how to manage schoolwork in college and like making friends. But I'm also really excited to be on my own because I'm like, obviously it's like basically having a sleepover with your best friend every day, like living in a dorm and getting to meet so many new people and like finding my faith in a different way at ACU that I'm so excited for. But I'm just nervous in general to like be independent and be on my own.
Yeah. What is your major going to be?
Kinesiology. I want to be an occupational therapist. So
that
will be my first 4 years.
Okay. And have you done anything in that field before, like volunteered or anything like that in high school?
Not necessarily. I am the children's ministry intern, so I work a lot with kids. That's obviously like had a huge impact on me going into pediatrics. But like occupational therapy wise, all my family works, a lot of my family works in the healthcare system. And so I've always kind of known that that's the direction I wanted to head in.
Okay.
But not necessarily where.
So. Oh, that'll be a fun career though.
Yes, I'm so
excited. And changing all the time. What do you think it's going to be like adulting? Like being out on your own and just all the things that come with it.
It's definitely, you have to mature a little, but I also think there's just so many more responsibilities that you don't really know how to deal with until you kind of get hit with them. But I think it's definitely more, I mean, I wouldn't say like less fun, but like you gotta be more on top of what you're doing for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, right? I feel like when I went, it's like a lot of trial and error. Like,
yes,
oh,
for
this
sure.
works and this
exactly.
does not.
Yeah.
And sometimes you learn the hard way.
Yeah, so, you do. You got to learn, but yeah, that's how it is.
Do you think you'll be more of like an 8 a.m. class or like a 2 or 3 in the afternoon class?
As much as I want to say that I'm not going to be an 8 a.m. person, I think I will, just because I like my schedule right now. I go to school from 9 to 2 and I like having my afternoon free and like getting my homework done and getting to see people. So I do have an 8 a.m. every single day this first semester next year. So I think that will kind of carry me through the 4 years and I'll end up sticking with that.
Yeah. I had 8 a.m.s and I loved it because I was done by like noon almost every day. I mean, it stinks getting up early, but it's so nice being done.
As much as I love my sleep, I think that when I'm on my own and like live with my friends 24/7, I'll end up liking it more than I think.
Yeah. And you can nap, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can just nap.
Yep.
Are there any hobbies or anything you really want to pick up when you get to ACU?
I definitely want to rush. That's like a big thing for me. I'm really excited for that. But other than that, like, I think just staying involved, like, obviously Westover Youth is a huge part of my life right now. Uh-huh. And so just like finding a community like that where like we just go get lunch sometimes or like do Bible studies and like just things like that, that like I definitely want to continue that I do here.
That's awesome. I feel like that's huge. I feel like that was the biggest impact when I went to is like finding that community, finding your people like pretty quick. So people are there to check on you and make sure everything's going okay.
Yes, for sure.
Well, Berkeley, thank you so much for stopping by.
Of course.